Good morning, Pat, and good morning, Mark. We are out here in Tecumseh as we kick off our football season, and got to thank our sponsors for sending us out here. Deal King of Adrian, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton, Bits and Brews, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, and Jermaine Toyota. Got all these sponsors sending me out here. We must be doing something right. We're going to kick our season off with Tecumseh head football coach Greg Dolson, the most seasoned coach in Lenawee County, as we learned at our preview show. Thanks for letting me in the building. I appreciate you having us out here again.
Yeah, absolutely. We love hosting you guys. We love having you out here to start this season. So welcome to Tecumseh High School.
And you just like seeing Jeff walk up all those steps, don't you? A little entertainment.
I don't think he's excited about it. Yeah, I don't. And Al's going up in the box this year too, so we got to figure out a way to get him up and down there with some urgency. But yeah, it's a hike up there for sure.
But on the field, coach, this season talked about your offensive backfield and how that can be a strength building off of last season. How's that kind of progressed since we talked last?
We had a really good scrimmage. We walked out of there. We felt very good about what we did. We were physical the whole time. We competed at a high level the whole time. Our running game was right where we wanted to be with Luke Dunham and Braylon Zimmerman running the ball with physicality. And that's something that we've been talking about all year long, about setting the tone, getting out of the gate early. But I was really happy with the fact that we just kept competing throughout the scrimmage. We didn't have really a lull. But then as soon as, that day was over, we talked about, all right, this is over. We're on to the next one. And so that's airport tonight, and we're just excited for the opportunity.
When people think of your offense, they think they're going to spread the ball around, passing, horizontal, get some vertical action. But if you can't run the football, that doesn't open anything up, right?
Yeah, it starts with that. Everything for us is, day one, install one is zone right, zone left. We were talking about it last night. We want to be able to dictate what the style and the tempo, and that all starts with running the football. And so, Al will tell you the same thing. I'm a believer of it too. If you can run the football with some physicality, with some authority, shorten the game up a little bit, be smart with the football, you're going to have a good opportunity to win the game.
Let's talk a little bit about your personnel again, and that's what this show is all about. And we're going to be hopefully talking with some other student-athletes in the building here this morning. If you could kind of run down some names that people are going to hear about and read about this season.
Yeah, I think it starts in the backfield with like I said, Luke Dunham and Braylon Zimmerman. They're kind of our 1-2 punch. Luke, for a kid who's got some size to him, is super athletic and super agile. And then Braylon Zimmerman's more of our speed guy, but he's not afraid to drop his shoulder neither. On the edge, in the receiver core, we really like what we got with Connor Bollinger as a senior, Rocco Williams as a senior, Jeremy Bennett's a senior. So all three of those guys have been playing with us since they're sophomores. They're ready to go and ready to have a great season. Ben Andrews, Gabe Abbott are going to play a little bit too on the edge. And then up front, Bryce Redont comes back as a senior and Brian Holman comes back as a senior. And then in the scrimmage, we really found a couple kids that we really like that are sophomores. They're going to play a little bit too. So we like what we have offensively right now. And then obviously Braden Bauer comes back as quarterback and put on some weight, big, strong kid, big arm, and now really understands what we're looking for him out of the quarterback spot. And I think he's ready to have a big season.
Defensively, maybe we can focus on tonight what Airport's going to present. A familiar opponent somewhat, but what have you seen from the Jets?
It starts with the run game for them too. They're a shotgun wing T team, so they're going to lay their hat on buck and trap and then play action off of that. And so, we just got to be really good about getting hands on up front. And I think our senior guys were a little bit more senior heavy on defense. Rocco's at safety, another kid that I really like, fast athletic kid. Tucker Cole's at safety as well. Bennett plays corner for us. Rocco, safety. Jake Berry's at linebacker, who's another senior. So, we got guys Cruz Torres, Kyle Cook are both juniors that are gonna have a strong season at defensive end. You know, so I think our defense this year, we moved to a 40 front. We got out of a 30. We're not so much slanting and angling anymore. We're getting hands on up front. That's allowed our linebackers to play a little bit freer. Our safeties get in the mix. So, for us, it starts with stopping the run game for them, putting them in a position that they're not really comfortable in and throwing the football. But again, that's how we told the kids, get out early, dictate the pace, dictate the tempo. Then we'll go from there.
Talking Tecumseh football with Greg Dolson. Are you guys still going to be fast offensively? Get to the line quick and run these guys up and down the field?
That's the goal. Al and I had some really good conversations in the off season, and we know we need to be a little bit better about when to use pace and when not to use pace. But, when you really look at the film, sometimes the pace kind of covers up for mistakes. So if a lineman misses a block or something like that, the faster that you play, the more that you wear down that other team, we can overcome those mistakes because we're slowing those linemen down a little bit. So our guys, if they're not as strong, if they're not as fast as the other group, over time, we believe that when those defensive linemen start to get tired, now we can capitalize on that. And it's super hard. It's just like playing a T team. If you don't know how to replicate it in practice, it's super hard to defend. And if you don't know what you're doing, and so it's converse the same thing for us. If you can't control the pace and understand what we're doing, it's going to be a challenge. And that's the name of the game for us. We want to put you in a position that you're not comfortable in, that we are a little bit more comfortable in, and then kind of dictate the pace and play football.
Every game, obviously, very important. Just the 9-game regular season. This night is, of course, non-conference. Then you get eventually into the SEC White. Have you been able to kind of do some scouting, look at some scrimmages and things like that for what the White looks like this year?
Yeah, I was actually driving into work today and was thinking, just how proud of my staff we are and the kids, because we haven't talked about anything other than the airport. We haven't looked at any Pinckney film. We haven't looked at any Lincoln film. We're not doing that. I think that's caught us in the past where we've talked about, hey, we're going to win a championship, and we're looking down the road at certain things, and we're not just focused on what's in front of us. So to be honest, I wish I had a better answer for you, but the truth of the matter is it's all been airport. We'll play the game, we'll deal with what happens tonight, win or lose, and then we'll start looking at Pinckney, tomorrow morning.
What are you hoping to learn about your team tonight? Obviously, it sounds like you learned something from your scrimmage. You're going to get some guys playing time. What do you want to see from the Indians tonight?
I think everybody wants to see us get out of the gate real quick, and that's what I've been telling the kids all the time. We only got one opportunity to make a first impression tonight. We don't want to miss that opportunity, and we want to get out fast. And we did that in the scrimmage. I challenged them to get out fast, and when we did, they play with a lot more confidence, and we weren't playing from behind and trying to figure things out and playing passive. We were on attack right away, and that's what I've been telling the kids from day one. Get out right now. And let's play aggressive. Let's play physical. Let's set the tone. Let's set the pace, and make people play football the way that we want to play football, and we'll be in good shape. If we don't do that, then we're going to struggle. So we got to get out of the gate, and that starts with our senior leaders. When we walk out on the field and warm up, it starts right then and there, and it's all business once we get rolling.
Greg, you wear multiple hats when you're in this building. Second week of school, right, already in Tecumseh?
Yeah. I hope that people in town kind of see that there's some momentum building here in the district. This year we had to open up another second grade section, third grade section, and kindergarten section. Our enrollment's up. We're up 50, 75 kids at the high school. So I think people are kind of seeing, what Matt Hilton's brought to our superintendent's brought to the district. We're doing a lot of good things. The buildings look fantastic this year from our operations crew. The staff, our high school staff, is a group of people that are highly professional people, love kids, love being around kids, and here to support people. And so there's been a really good vibe to the building, to the district as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so I game days are kind of culmination for our town, just like any town in Lenawee County. And so everybody's just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen tonight. And that's why I keep telling the kids, tonight's the night for you guys to make an impression. and get out there and get rolling. And then everybody knows, you know, in the educational world, if fall sports start to take off and they're all successful, volleyball is going to be, you know, have a great season. Cross country's already started off well. You know, mm-hmm. all those sports, it creates a great vibe in the school district and in the school, and it really sets the tone for the school year.
Yeah, well said. I've seen band uniforms. I've seen cheerleading outfits for getting ready for game day tonight. Tickets, they're still online only, right? You can't go up to the door and pay cash?
Yep. We're a GoFan school, so you can go to GoFan.com. You can find the tickets there. You know, should be a great crowd for us. Been paying attention to the weather, it looks like. So not everybody, don't worry. I think we're going to be done at game time. It's going to rain for a little bit, but it looks like we'll be clear for that afterwards. And we just hope that the town comes up. You know, we really love playing in front of Tecumseh. I tell the kids all the time, stop and look around, because it's going to be a big crowd. It's going to be electric. And for a young 17-year-old kid, that's a pretty neat experience.
Absolutely. Well said. Greg, thanks for the time. We'll get some more people on the show today as students are filing for first hour here at Cave on Campus.
Yep, couple minutes we'll get going here, and we'll have some guys ready. And here's one of those volleyball superstars walking in, Chloe Bullinger, right now. So she'll be on, I'm sure, later on.
Oh, yes. Infamous interview last year where I said, oh, you're going to go undefeated? And they were like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, pretty darn close.
And they're great. And our volleyball team, they're highly athletic young ladies, but they are some of the classiest, smartest. I mean, they're a great group of kids. All of the kids are, so we're excited about those guys, too.
Again, I've been talking with Greg Dolson, head football coach of the Tecumseh Indians here at Cave on Campus, brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Sits and Brews, Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Deal King in Adrian. With that, we'll send it back to Pat and Mark. I'm Ian Wendt from Tecumseh. You're inside the cave.
And right now, let's head back over to Tecumseh High School for Cave on Campus. Let's pull in Ian Wendt. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning, Mark. We are Cave on Campus today in Tecumseh, and you caught us at a great time during our morning announcements. So we're going to have to pause for the Pledge of Allegiance at some point. I have plenty of football players here with me today, so if we can... we can quickly pass the mic around and just introduce yourself and what position you play.
I'm Bryce Renaud. I play center.
I'm Luke Dunham. I play running back and the end.
I'm Lucas Holman, and I'm the right tackle.
I'm Jeremy Bennett. I play slot receiver and corner.
I'm Connor Bollinger, and I play wide receiver.
All right. Well, Connor, we'll keep the mic with you. You know, we've had a few weeks of practice and scrimmage. What's it been like for you?
It's been awesome. I miss playing football in the off season, and we worked a lot in June, July for this moment.
All right, pass it down. Oh, now we got the pledge. So we'll be right back.
Mornings on Inside the Cave just got better. You can now text us your takes, questions, and comments on the Hometown Pizza text line. Want to weigh in on the big game or rep your team? We want to hear from you. It's your chance to be part of the show. So send a text to the Cave at 517-662-8225 with the Hometown Pizza text line, fueled by great pizza and even better sports talk. Text us now at 517-662-8225 and make your voice part of the action only on Inside the Cave.
If you want appliances, we've got them. If you want style, we've got that too at Martin's Home Center. We're talking Speed Queen, GE, Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and Bosch.
Awesome. Talk to my right tackle. Fast offense. So you have to actually be in shape, right? You can't carry around any extra.
Yeah, we have to be in have pretty good endurance to do what we do.
You just play offense or defense?
I'm trying to play a little bit of both this year.
Okay. All right. Getting after it a little bit. Okay. We'll just pass the mic down. What are your thoughts on airport tonight?
You know, we've watched a lot of film. We've done a lot of preparation. You know, I think the coaches have done a good job at teaching us what we need to know, and I think we have a good idea of what's coming at us.
All right, we'll just keep going down the line. First game is at home. A lot of festivities, a lot of friends, a lot of family. What's it like playing football out there in front of your hometown?
Well, it's definitely very exciting. There's a lot of people, so we're under a lot of pressure. It's kind of nerve-wracking at times. It gets loud, hard to hear on the field, but luckily we're able to overcome that and hopefully be successful tonight.
You'd rather have it be that way than nobody there.
Oh, yeah.
You hear crickets.
Definitely.
And your coach.
You definitely play better when you have a big crowd.
Yeah. All right, we'll go back down the line, and, you know, I guess, do you have season expectations? I know I talked to your coach, and he says, hey, we're focused on Airport. We're not worried about what all these other teams are doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's 100% right. We don't want to look too far down the schedule. I mean, it all starts tonight. Our whole season's, you know, it's based on how we play tonight, so.
Yeah. Do you want to piggyback on that a little bit?
wait, ask the question again. I gotta.
Well, just you know, season expectations. I know you're really focused on just tonight. That's what your coach said. We're worried about Airport.
Yep.
We don't care about what Chelsea's doing or Adrian's doing.
100%. I mean, it's better to stay in the present than it is the future. I mean, this game's the base of our season and what we're looking for. 100%. I mean, it's the same thing, but I mean, yeah, pretty much the same thing.
Being a senior on the team, you're wearing your 2023 playoff shirt.
Yep.
So this senior class has seen success in the postseason. So what do you think it's going to take to get back to that spot?
A lot of grit, a lot of grind. I mean, we're all experienced, and I think we're all capable of being the same 2022, 2023 team. So we got a lot of skilled guys, a lot of returning starters, and I'm looking forward to the season.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, pass it back. Or pass it over. All right, Connor, you got it. Looking at Airport tonight, if my memory serves me right, they like to keep things compact. So how does a guy like you kind of playing out in space, how do you adapt to a game like that?
I mean, we've been prepared with film. We know a few pre-snap indicators, but, yeah.
You're a senior this year, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior this year.
Oh, you're all seniors? Look at this. Okay, well, I could have asked any one of you that question about, you know, bringing that success from those playoff teams back. So, I mean, well said. Glad you took the mic for that. I got to ask my lineman another question. I empathize. I played line. It was not varsity. JV line. Coach could obviously tell. Could you talk about your other line mates? I think you have one other here, but what's the group like? Linemen are very under-talked about unless they throw a yellow flag on the field.
I think we've been doing a great job in practice and in that scrimmage that we had, getting to know the whole line, like the chemistry is getting there, which is, I think, very important. And that's about it.
Absolutely. All right. Five seniors, six seniors, and a senior straggling in the back. Well, thank you guys for he talks with his football play. That's right.
Exactly.
Braylon. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Braylon, for being over here. Good luck tonight, guys. To come see an Airport tonight, 7 o'clock over at Indian Stadium. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Tribe.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Jermaine Toyota, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Bits and Brews, Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Deal King in Adrian. With that, we'll send it back to Pat and Mark. I'm Ian Wendt. You're listening to Cave on Campus.
And we have Cave on Campus today. This is the kickoff of the new football season, and we're going to join Ian Wendt over in Tecumseh at Tecumseh High School, and he's got a lot of folks he's talking to. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, a lot of folks is right, and familiar folks, too, as we're talking volleyball here in Tecumseh. Boy, what a successful season last year, trying to take that final step this year. And we have four seniors joining us. Now we have four seniors joining us. So one of them had class, you know, what they were doing. We have four seniors with me, Lily Gnocchi, Chloe Bollinger, Emma Eldred, and Maddie Van Black. Thank you all for the three of you for doing this again. So I think we talked last year. I don't think you had the pleasure last year, Lily. So this will be a lot of fun. We're going to kick things off with Emma. This year, how many girls are on the varsity team?
This year we have 12 girls on our team.
12, okay. And then go over to Chloe. You get to break this down. And this I learned is pretty simple. How many in each class are on the team? Are you an older team, younger team?
I would say we're an older team. We have 6 seniors, 5 juniors, and then 1 freshman.
Okay. So not a lot of stuff to relearn, really. You guys kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty easy for our... Coach Skelton's back this year?
Yes.
Okay,
with
yeah.
Coach
not
Lloyd
much.
Too.
Okay, not much coaching to do. Nice pull. Nice job, Chloe. All right, Lily, since you're kind of the new one here, you get the longer-winded answer to this question. What did you all do this off-season, traveling, camps, or things like that?
We were putting in a lot of work during this off-season. We started off with just summer practices, summer workouts, and we were playing at Siena, and then we did a few camps and team bonding trips. We were up in Harper Creek not that long ago, and then we actually just got back from our up north team bonding trip where we also had a tournament there as well.
My goodness. So... Did you even get a summer, really? Since
not really, no.
No.
We typically don't.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, we enjoy being around each other, so it.
Yeah. And then Lily, with the 12, 13 girls on the team, that's 2 squads, right? So if you wanted to scrimmage or practice against each other, you have 2 full teams. You could do that.
We actually usually scrimmage the JV. Our JV is. Pretty good. Like, we have a lot of talented girls on that team, so they usually give us a pretty good run for our money when we scrimmage them. Yeah,
Chloe looked like they may beat you once. No?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's just wanted to make sure. All right. We're going to pass it all the way over to Maddie, kind of the person who was in class, had to, like, run down here to do this. The 4 of you here are seniors. What? This is kind of a test for you, like a quiz on the second week of school. What position do you all play?
So Lily's a center. Chloe's a right side. She was playing middle because we had an injured player. Emma's an outside, and I'm injured, but I'm usually an outside too.
So you're just left out right now?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Long term, short term?
Long term.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, still... Knees, right?
Knee,
yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. It happens.
It sure does.
Yeah. So season so far, we assigned 2 questions to Lily. I guess whoever wants this can answer it. Your season so far, last year I was here and kind of cracked the joke that, you're going to go undefeated, and then you almost did. How's the season been so far? I mean, Maddie or Chloe, Emma, and Lily, whoever wants to tackle that. Oh, and Lily wants to. All right.
So we actually faced some pretty tough competition while we were up north. So we are currently 6-1. We lost to Ross Common, who is D3. But we think they're going to make a pretty good run for D3. We've been doing a lot of team bonding, working on our chemistry, because obviously last year our team was super connected, super close, and we didn't really have to work on that chemistry much. So that's definitely been something we've been focusing on so far this year is our chemistry.
Chloe, all right, now we're getting into questions that I didn't prep you for. Have you changed anything from this year to last year? Obviously, team's a little bit different with Allie. Heading out, things obviously changed a little bit, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah, so I've been kind of taking the role as, the leader. With Allie, Ash, Lauren, and Faith gone, I feel like all 4 of us and just really our whole team needed to step up with communication. I feel like that's what I've been focusing on.
Communication has to go quick on a volleyball court,
yeah.
Right? You don't have time to really plan things out.
No.
When you say communicate, what do you mean?
Talk on the court, where the ball is getting set, where they're hitting, if they're going to tip it. And just stuff like that.
Okay. Emma. Again, another question I didn't prep them for, so let's see if you all pay attention. When's your next match?
Our next match is next Thursday at Lincoln. It's a quad.
Okay.
I don't know who we play yet.
It starts early in the morning usually? No?
No. It's
later?
Yeah, after school.
Oh, after school?
Yeah.
Okay, so head over to Lincoln. Do you know when you're home next?
The week after that?
Okay.
It's against Chelsea.
Tuesday,
I think.
Okay. Not next Tuesday, but
no,
the one after?
After Lincoln.
September 9th? That's next. The next Tuesday. I'm getting a head nod from Mr. Zajac. You guys have social media, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll find it there.
Yeah,
it'll be posted there. Well, good stuff. Good to see the three of you again. Nice to meet you, Lily, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, all senior volleyballers, I will say football, these girls got you beat. They got you beat. Lily Gnocchi, Chloe Bollinger, and Emma Eldred. Maddie Van Black joining me here at Cave on Campus, brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Bits and Brews, Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Deal King of Adrian. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come right back out here to Tecumseh. We're going to talk with the athletic director himself, John Zajac. So tune in for that. I'm Ian Wedge here at Tecumseh, previewing our game of the week tonight, Airport and Tecumseh on the football field, 7 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Let's be real. Posting on Facebook now and then isn't a marketing plan. If you're not seeing results, it's time to try something smarter. I'm Stacey Mitchell. I create strategic, affordable marketing plans for small businesses built to cut through the noise and deliver results. Ready to put a real marketing plan together? Let's create a clear, creative campaign that gets noticed. Visit standoutwithstacy.com to schedule an appointment, and let's work on the best ways to make your business stand out.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Marty Nine with the Iatt Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iatt Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
Every year in Michigan, approximately 3,000 people die of drug overdose. Today's drugs are more addictive and deadlier than ever before. Most street opioids tested contain a potentially lethal dose of fentanyl. Drug overdoses are preventable. Keep naloxone on hand. Together, we can change the statistics. Learn how to save lives at michigan.gov/SUD. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
You're inside the cave this morning. Pat Hayes, Mark Comstock, and Ian Wendt over in Tecumseh. Let's go back to school.
Let's go back to school is right, Pat and Mark. We are going to continue our conversations here in Tecumseh. The program today is being generously sponsored by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Bits and Brews, Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Deal King of Adrian. I am Ian Wendt. Our game of the week tonight is Tecumseh hosting Airport, and we have our four-legged friend.
Buddy.
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 Hi, Buddy.
It's a great dog.
Aw. I thought it was Buddy. Is the one in Clinton also
yes.
named Buddy?
Yep.
That's why.
Yep. I think it's a black lab over there.
Yeah. Aw.
No, we love our buddy, though.
Yeah, what a good support dog. See, there you go. Yeah.
He is.
John Zajac, athletic director, joining me here at Cave on Campus today. We've talked football. We've talked volleyball. That's not it, though.
Nope.
Athletically for Tecumseh, as we've been reading quite a bit in our updates, the cross-country team is just rolling along. I know you have boys and girls golf. Here we are. We're in the mix. Kind of your hard part of your job is done getting kids signed up and ready to go and getting coaches hired and things like that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the fall is always an exciting part. It is a busy part just because kids are coming back and we have to get physicals updated and all the paperwork done. you know, get the young kids that are freshmen kind of on the same page as what we do at the high school, because it's obviously different from middle school to high school. We start earlier, a lot more in-depth. So, yeah, it's kind of a sprint to begin. You know, then as we get to winter and spring, it kind of slows down a little bit. But the fall is more, definitely, I think, more exciting because it's new, right? School starts and everybody's fresh and ready to come back. So it's exciting.
Coach Olson was talking just in general in the district. Numbers are up slightly.
Yep.
High school has seen a few more. He was talking about the second grade class this year. Is that translating to more kids coming out for sports?
We do. I mean, we have a freshman football team now. So, I mean, that's, we haven't had that in a couple of years. I think we have 30-some kids on a freshman football team, 30-some in a JV, and 40-some in a varsity. So our numbers are growing. Volleyball, cross country, our tennis team, our golf team, you know, so our soccer team. So, numbers are definitely up, and that translates to more kids playing, which is great, more kids participating.
Fall sports, I think we got them all, right? You got
We have soccer, we have girls tennis,
soccer,
we have soccer boys
right.
tennis, we have girls golf going on, football, volleyball, cross country. Yeah, it's just we have a lot going on. Cheer, so it's packed right now.
Coaches from this year to last year, any new ones or?
I don't think, no. All of our head coaches are the same. We do have some new ones coming in the springtime. A new softball coach we just hired, a new soccer coach we just hired, girls soccer coach. So we're excited for them. You know, we're excited for them and excited to have our coaches back. So we're pumped up, ready to go.
Have to ask, family-wise, you're going to do some more traveling this year?
It's crazy. Christy and I were just going over our schedules with my youngest in high school now. She's playing JV volleyball. Then Addie, my junior, playing varsity volleyball. Ryder, my oldest son, he's at Northwood playing football. And then Allie at Eastern. So it's kind of crazy. Our schedule is just nuts. There's not really many days off that we don't have something. And we have some days where we're triple booked or quadruple booked, you know, with Ryder playing football, Allie basketball, Addie and Avery playing something. It's just we're going to divide and conquer and do the best we can.
Well, you eliminated one school, the middle school, but you added another, the college.
We did. We did. Two colleges. One for Ryder, one for Allie.
Well, you were already...
We were.
You know,
we were. But he wasn't playing last year. He didn't play much last year.
Okay.
So this year he's projected to be the number one or number two tight end at Northwood, so we'll be doing a lot of traveling, going and check him out playing. So, yeah, it should be... We're fun. We're excited. He's excited, too, so we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. I'm talking with John Zajac here inside the Cave on campus. Coach Dolson earlier talking about just kind of momentum at the school, and that really begins with fall sports, just the nature of the calendar. So, like, hey, if football or soccer does well, that can snowball into other things. And, you know, we've seen it with the volleyball girls last year. You play a long volleyball season, and then, hey, play the longest basketball. You played both seasons the longest you could. From your side of it, being the AD, do you see that being kind of true, like fall can really dictate the rest of the year?
I do. I think in our school we have so many kids that play multiple sports where that does translate. So if we have a great fall, it's going to translate to a great winter, and a great winter translates to a great spring. And I think we saw it last year. You know, we had our girls had a tremendous year. You know, we were volleyball state runners-up, basketball state champs, and our softball team were district champs, and they had a chance to win a regional. They lost an extra inning. So, I mean, and they were really young. So I think that does translate when you have kids that do multiple sports and are successful in those sports. I do think it carries over. And we're excited this year, too. I think we should have a good year for our boys and girls sports. So we're really excited to see how it happens.
Looking more big picture with the SEC White adding Lincoln this year, they will – I believe be the largest school in the White.
They are.
They're not very close.
Lincoln and Jackson are pretty close, but I think Lincoln does have them by a few.
The one thing that doesn't change is Tecumseh being the smallest in the SEC White.
Right? That did change. I mean, that did. So Pinckney is actually the smallest.
Are they
now.
Really?
Yep.
He
dropped. I think they're under 700. So we're 730. Pinckney might be like 690. And then comes us. Then comes, I believe, Chelsea, then Adrian. Then the Ipsy's, Jackson's, Lincoln. So,
okay, yep, so we're not still the smaller side, but not the smallest.
We're one of the smallest, yeah.
Yeah.
So the 13th, not the 14th, but the 13th smallest.
Well, in the overall conference,
overall
right?
Conference, I mean, correct.
With the Red being the large, quote unquote, larger schools, and that's just the nature of the beast, right? I mean, you're going up against just about every competition with a school that has more kids to pick from, and doesn't necessarily mean they're better, but it's always a challenge being a smaller school in the league.
It is, and we preach the weight room. You know, we preach our coaches doing four-person workouts, getting those extra trainings in, and I think that's what makes us successful is that we do have those kids that do multiple sports. They are in the weight room getting bigger, faster, stronger, so it gives us the ability to compete with the bigger schools, you know. And again, it's just been some really good classes we've had come through. Sometimes you have good classes, sometimes you have not so great athletic classes, and we're kind of on that uptick right now where we have some really good good kids and good classes that are pretty athletic, you know, so it does help out a lot.
That's the nature of public school, really.
It is,
right?
It is. Homegrown.
I mean, you're not recruiting.
We're not recruiting.
Well, school
can't
choice,
recruit.
Right? Yeah. You can't recruit, but, you know, there are some ways that kids can make their way to certain schools for certain things, and that's no mystery to everybody out there.
Nope, happens out there all the time.
You happy to be back at school?
I am.
Here we are, week two.
Yeah,
right?
It's great. You know, and I hear a lot of parents complain about it, and kids complain about how early it is. But when we talk
same
about
same time every year.
Well, we talk when we get out in May. Oh yeah, we do love getting out in May because May is great. You get out in May, you have June, July, half August off. I mean, it's fantastic. You know, and I think once the activities start here, whether it's band, orchestra, drama, you know, sports, kids are ready to come back. Cause they're already here. More than half our school is involved in some activity after school, you know, so they're already back here.
Mm-hmm.
So to have school start early, I love it. My kids are involved in it. For me, I'm back early anyway because all our sports have started. So I love the early start.
That helps you have air conditioning.
That does help a lot.
If the temps get up.
If the temps get up. But this is beautiful weather right now. I'll take this. This is great.
Yeah. Keep an eye on the radar for tonight for the football
game. Looks okay. It looks like it's going to stop around 4:30. So we should have about an hour of rain is what it looks like. We'll see. But hopefully it kind of changes direction and doesn't hit us.
Football is the Go Fan. You don't take cash at the door.
Nope, we're cashless. Cashless school, so no cash.
Every sport you go to.
Yep, yep. And most of the SEC is like that. We changed that a couple years ago once COVID hit, that most of the SEC schools are cashless. Some still do take it a little bit, but most are all cashless.
Here's my deal, though, with that. If you go cashless at the door, what else has to be cashless?
We're trying to get concession stands. We're trying to get that in.
I always thought that's weird. I'm like, so I can't use cash to get in, but around the corner to buy a hot dog, I have to pay cash.
So it's different, right? So the school runs the admissions. Our fan club runs concessions.
Okay.
So that's kind of a separate entity from what we do at school. So they're trying to get it too.
I get it, but
the technology sometimes the internet doesn't work great out there for them. So we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, and there's fees. Sometimes
and there's fees
with cards
for credit cards. There, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So bring both.
Bring both.
Right. If you're
bring
heading
both.
Out, and do you know who's running concessions tonight? I know they do. They rotate.
Like
do teams help out or is
no?
That
so it's our fan club.
It's just
our
the fan
club.
Club.
Yep. And they ask for volunteers. They do have. What we do is we ask our teams to have parents come run it. You know, so if your daughter's playing volleyball, your son's running cross country, come help out because the fan club donates to everybody. It's not just one sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's our whole athletic department that they donate to. So we want multiple sports come help out at our events, at our games. So it's going to be successful and have a lot of people do it. Darby Bollinger, she does a great job doing it. Ryan Moorhead is our fan club president. They do a fantastic job of getting our concessions stocked and ready to go.
All right. Good stuff. Game time tonight, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, Carlton Airport.
Here we go.
Game one.
Football season's here.
Bring it on. Let's do it.
You can listen to Jeff and Fred back here on the call.
I can't wait to see Jeff today. I have some words with Jeff.
They actually started walking up right now, up the steps to get to the press box.
It takes them that long to get up there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he needs two waters and he needs to sit down halfway up, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, John, I appreciate the time. Good to see you.
Thanks, Ian. You too.
All right, once again, that was John Zajac, the athletic director here at Tecumseh High School. I'd like to thank him and Greg Dolson for setting up me today for Cave on Campus here in Tecumseh. It's great to be back. I'd like to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Bits and Brews, Bowman Chevrolet of Clinton, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Deal King of Adrian. For Mark and Pat back in our studio, I'm Ian Wentz. You'll hear me again at 6 o'clock today for our pregame show, Game Day Warm-Up, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.